Mossy, how are you?
Well, I'm good. You guys are sounding fresh. My voice is a bit dusty, so you'll have to forgive me. And it's not alcohol-induced, Loz, before you go there.
But, shame.
Is he that predictable?
How was the seat feeling this morning? A little bit hotter after last week? A few different people sitting in your seats?
I haven't sat in mine.
Pup's been up and about. Who sat on the far right, Mossy?
That was Jamie Rogers.
Oh, right. No worries.
How was my chair, Mossy? Were you comfy?
Mate, they didn't have one in there, Clarky. No. They said,
oh, yeah, because I stand.
For 3 hours.
Yeah, I like to stand. I'm burning calories while I work. But, yeah. Mate, you're welcome here anytime, buddy. This microphone, this chair, it's yours anytime you like.
Thank you, mate. You've got my back. I know you do.
Always, brother. Always. Speaking of backs, Ronaldo hasn't got Man United. He wants out.
Oh dear! This is going to be a headline after headline after headline. This one, he said, if there's any reasonable offers, define a reasonable offer.
Sydney FC? Does he mean there?
Wouldn't that be nice? Oh, it'd be super to see him in the A League, but no, I don't envisage that. What? Look, outside looking in, Clarke, he's dominated the EPL. He's dominated La Liga.
Yeah.
He's dominated Italy. I would imagine he'd be thinking, well, time to, he wants Champions League football. He's been in the Champions League, I think, every season since 2002 or 3. Man United are in the Europa League, the second tier of European club football, obviously. So I reckon he's going to be looking to Germany or possibly France with PSG. Imagine that, lining up with Messi and Mbappe. But I think Germany might be calling.
I'm assuming with Messi, and again, Mossy, you know, he's worth whatever you can get, but he'll be prepared to sacrifice some of that to play with a good club and play in a team that's going to compete for the Champions League. Is that right?
Messi or Ronaldo?
Ronaldo.
You mean? Yeah. Look, I don't know.
Or does he just go to the highest bidder? What do you?
How would you know? Like the amount of money that Mo Salah's on now, like, and was on, and he's just re-signed with Liverpool for $621,000 a week. It's a different stratosphere for these guys. So, you wouldn't think money would come into it, but unfortunately the number of zeros does play into the ego. When other players are earning a certain amount, then maybe that plays a part in negotiations as well.
I know that Ronaldo's a revered figure at United, but is this not necessarily the worst thing for the club, for him to leave? I mean, this club needs a complete rebuild.
I'm with you, mate. I think he scored 24 goals last season, right? Which people will look at and go, well, without him, they would have scored 24 goals less. I'm not sure about that. I think he made them a worse side because it all revolved around one player, really. And look, they were Amos Horribilis. Let's face it, they've been terrible since Sir Alex Ferguson left. So they do need a bomb in the place. They need to completely rebuild, which is something that major clubs like that in the world shouldn't have to do. You sure as have succession planning, and it shouldn't be a major rebuild, but it is at Manchester United. So I think him leaving would be a good thing for the club.
Closer to home, and Milos Ninkovic is set to go to the Wanderers on at least a one-year deal. So what have you made of this and how this has transpired?
Well, this is really interesting. I'll tell you what, if you look at the glass half full, the Sydney Derby has just got a whole lot spicier.
Yep.
That's a great thing for the league and for the Sydney Derby because, we've gone from having 50, 60, 70,000 people at the Sydney Derby to having sort of 25 in the last couple of years. So I think that will add a real dynamic to the Sydney Derby. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't very surprised. But I know Milos as a person, a family man, and I know that he would have been so conflicted in his mind to start with about whether to stay at Sydney or not. And obviously this will impact his legacy. There's no doubt about that at Sydney FC, but he's a very, very good human being, Milos, and I know he would have thought long and hard about this decision. He'll have his own reasons. Can't be critical of that, but it's going to be very strange seeing him in anything other than a sky blue jersey.
Now, I saw that Taylor Ray did her ACL at training with the Matildas, and Sydney FC coach Ante Juric has essentially had a crack at the Matildas staff and their failure to understand player welfare. Does he have a point?
Look, yes, I think from the outside looking in, obviously I wasn't there, Mido, so I'm not privy to it all, but from the outside looking in, yes, I do think Ante has a point, because there were a bunch of players who were put out in a game against Spain that were clearly not at the physical level or maturity level to handle that sort of opposition. Spain are just about to kick off for the Women's Euros this week. They're at the peak of their powers. We had some players coming in from NPL, which is state league, to play, because obviously the W League, the A-League Women's is not in season at the moment. So to put players in that environment, and there's other things around the conditions, which I won't go into because I'm not privy to them. It's just hearsay. But things like long bus trips straight into a physical training session and things like that. So I think there needs to be a review on a number of levels, not just that, but also, you know, why were we taking on Spain in their final preparation for the Euros when we didn't have any of our key players available for this? Sorry, there was a couple, like Emily Van Egmond, Polkinghorne, were two that I can think off the top of my head. They played, but there's a list, a laundry list of other top star Matildas that weren't available for this camp. So why were we playing Spain and Portugal? It just doesn't add up as good preparation for a World Cup when we're getting to the pointy end.
Talking of that, Mossy, and you know, we did have girls missing. That's fine, but in your mind, have we gone backwards?
Well, yes, and it's not just in my mind, Loz. The statistics prove it. If you count all the way back to when Alan Stajic was controversially sacked, the Matildas haven't gone forward in any way, shape or form, and we're just about to host a World Cup on home soil. So there's some serious leadership and decision-making that needs to happen to make sure we are on track. And I'm sure that's going on behind the scenes, but you need to see it on the pitch because otherwise there'll be a lack of confidence from the sporting public going into this World Cup, and we can't afford that.
Great to speak to you on a Monday, Mossy. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. I caught up with our good friend Robbie Slater for a beer late last week. He's in fine form, good spirits. Misses the show already.
Do we believe him?
What are you laughing for?
Yeah, I believe him. I think he misses parts. Or there might be a few parts that he doesn't miss, though. Like feedback from our listeners, some of our listeners.
The question is, are our listeners missing him?
Definitely.
But in fact, just before you go, Mossy, you got a quick question on the text line. Can you ask Mossy if the rumours are true that Melbourne Victory are close to signing ex-United star Nanny Shire Raz?
Well, I believe the smoke is getting a little bit warmer towards a flame on that one. So watch this space. The other one, of course, is Test Fabregas. Now, there is strong mail that he is going to sign for Dwight York at MacArthur Bulls, the former Arsenal superstar. So, therein lies the strength of getting a Dwight York in to the A-League. He can attract those sort of players, whether it's Cesc Fabregas or someone else. I'm pleased to hear some of the names that are starting to be floated about, because we need some bling, we need some stardust in the A-League.
Now, there's a trio. Clark, Fabregas and York.
Easy.
Around the MacArthur region, down around your old digs, Clarky. You can show Cesc Fabregas.
I'll show him the town. I'll show
some
him
of your great old haunts.
I'll give him a look at Hoxton Park Road back in the heyday. Green Valley Pub. Honestly, take him there for a beverage.
That would be an outstanding signing, though. If you can get Fabregas.
Throw a former West Indies batsman in there and you've got an incredible quadruplet.
Well, if Dwight's coming, BC Lara will be here, that's for sure. That is a given.
Good stuff, boys. Have a good day.